If you're new to Mac, we're here to help you get started. We'll go over some Mac basics, which include how to use the trackpad, an overview of the dock, desktop, and menu bar, and then how to use Control Center, the window controls, and the Finder. First, let's explore how to move the pointer on your Mac with a trackpad and how to perform multi-touch gestures with more than one finger. To move the pointer on your screen, slide one finger on the trackpad. Once you've moved the pointer where you want it, you can use the entire surface area of the trackpad to click. Just press and quickly release anywhere on the trackpad to click whatever is beneath the pointer. Slide two fingers up or down to scroll the content in the window under the pointer. By default, the content moves in the same direction as your fingers move, but you can customize this in system settings. Pinch with two fingers to zoom in or out on content in certain apps, like a photo in Photos or a website in Safari. With the pointer anywhere on the screen, swipe up with three fingers to open Mission Control. This feature shows all of the windows open on the desktop of your Mac, arranged in a single layer so it's easy to find the one you need. To customize which trackpad gestures are available and how they behave, you can use System Settings. First, click the Apple menu and choose System Settings. Then, scroll down in the sidebar using two fingers on the trackpad and click to open Trackpad Settings. Here, you can change the gestures for specific actions. You can also adjust the tracking speed for the pointer, enable tap to click, and explore other settings. We'll turn on secondary click, which is similar to using a right click on a mouse. Click the secondary click menu and select click with two fingers. Now you can click the trackpad with two fingers for a secondary click that opens a shortcut menu on Files, Icons, the desktop, and more. Next, let's explore the dock, the desktop, and the menu bar on your Mac. When you first use your Mac, the dock is at the bottom of the screen and shows icons for various apps, along with the Downloads folder and the Trash. When an app is open, a dot appears below its icon. Move the pointer to items in the dock, and the names of the items appear next to their icons. Above the dock is the desktop, which might have app widgets to provide quick access to information, as well as icons for files and folders on your Mac. The menu bar is at the top of the screen, and you can click its menus and icons to choose commands for the current app, perform common system tasks, and check the status of your Mac. The Apple menu is always located in the top left corner of the screen and looks like the Apple logo. We'll click to open it. The Apple menu contains commands for things you frequently do, like opening system settings or shutting down your Mac. Click it again to close it. Next to the Apple menu, there are menus for the active app. These menus change when you switch apps, but the name of the app you're using always appears in bold, followed by other menus like File, Edit, View, and more. Each app has a help menu to make it easy to get information about using the app. In the top right corner of the screen, you'll find icons for your status menus. These let you check the status of your Mac or customize features. For example, you can check your battery level or current Wi-Fi network. By default, the current date and time also appear on the right side of the menu bar. Next, let's check out Control Center. Control Center gives you quick access to key settings on your Mac and can be customized with the settings you use most often. Control Center is on the right side of the menu bar, next to the date and time. To open it, click the Control Center icon. Now you can click to turn Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and other features on or off, or drag the sliders to adjust the display brightness or volume. To customize Control Center with the settings you use most often, you can click Edit Controls. When you're done, you can click the Control Center icon again to close it. Now let's go over the window controls on your Mac, which lets you close and rearrange the windows you're working in. You'll find the window controls at the top left corner of any open window on your Mac. You can click the green Zoom button to expand your window to full screen. If you click and hold the Zoom button, you have more options to resize and arrange your windows. You can click the yellow Minimize button to minimize the window, which moves it to the dock. And you can click the red Close button to close the window. For some apps, this also quits the app, while other apps remain open even if you close their windows. We'll click the Close button to close this Notes window while keeping the app open. To quit an app, you can choose Quit from the App menu. We'll click the Notes menu in the menu bar and choose Quit Notes. Now the app is no longer running on your Mac, and you'll need to relaunch it to open it again. Next, let's go over what the Finder is and how you can use it. The Finder lets you view, access, and organize the files, folders, and apps on your Mac. Click the Finder icon in the dock to open a Finder window. You can quickly access commonly used items in the sidebar of a Finder window. By default, in the Favorites section, you can click to show the items on your desktop, or to show the contents of the Applications, Documents, or Downloads folders. You can also add other folders to your favorites by dragging them to the sidebar, or use settings for the Finder to customize what items appear there. When you move the pointer over a section heading in the sidebar, a Hide button appears. Click it to temporarily hide all the items in that section. To show the items again, just click the Show button. When you're done, click the Close button to close the Finder window. Now you know a little more about how to use your Mac. Check out our Mac playlist to keep learning.